You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So to love God first means to love Him with everything you have every day. God first in your thinking, walking, talking, driving, relating to others, all you do and speak. This is an important principle that people should adopt. And today we want to learn how to teach our girl children this particular principle. And we are joined on the line by Sister Muaka Siakwenda here to help us speak about this. My sister, good morning. How are you?
Thank you. How are you?
I am good, Siswami. You're sounding a little bit far from the phone today.
Let me try to fix that. 1 second.
Yeah, I know you are better now. Ooh, you are better now.
all right.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we start, I'm going to ask that can you please pray for us?
All right, let us pray. Our gracious, loving Lord and Redeemer, we want to say thank you so much for this beautiful day and yet for another privilege that you have given us to learn precious truths from your word that relate to our lives today. Be with us even as we speak of you, and we pray that you might bless each and everyone listening in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. God first, loving God first. What does it mean, Siswami, to love God first? Like, don't we already love Him, you know? Because people are like, but I love Him, you know. But what does it mean to love Him first?
You know, like when I think of loving God first, well, I would actually love to say, well, what does it mean to actually love God? Before we even speak of loving God first, you know, what does it mean to love God? It basically means what it means to love anyone else. It's to choose that person. To love each other, to love your partner, to love your parent, to love your friend is basically to choose that person, because love is a choice. You wake up every day choosing to love the same person. So love is a choice. Mm-hmm. And to love God first is basically to choose God first. It's to choose Him before anyone else, before anything else. While we're speaking of loving God first, my mind quickly wanders off to Judas. You know, most of the time when we're reading in scripture, we tend to think Judas didn't love Jesus.
Okay.
But that's wrong. Judas actually loved Jesus. If you're to read from Desire of Ages, you come to understand that, you know, he loved Jesus. You can't walk with Jesus for 3 good years and not love him. Judas loved Jesus, but the problem is he didn't love Jesus first. Judas loved Jesus, but he loved money more. And that is the mistake most of us make. A lot of us love God. Almost all of us would walk around saying we love God.
Yes.
We just don't love Him first. We love self, we love money, we love pride, we love other people, but we love everything else before God. Loving God first means choosing God first. It means choosing Him before anyone else, before anything else, even before choosing self.
Why is it important, you know, loving God first? Because, you know, as we're saying that, yes, Judas did, you know, and even most of us, we do go around saying that, yeah, we love him. But, you know, some of us, we love our phone first before we love God. We love, you know, some people love food first before. But why is it important that, you know, we must love God first? I mean, he's here.
So, you know, when the whole essence of loving God first is because that's the premise on which everything else in our relationship with him lies on. He tells us in Matthew 10, 37, that he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
Mm-hmm.
And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. These sound like some really strong words.
Yeah.
But Jesus knew what he was saying, because it's the premise on which our faithfulness lies. We can't be faithful fully if we do not love him first. So you can't worship God if you don't love him first, because whatever you love more is going to come in between you and your genuine worship. You know, the example you gave of loving our phones, I genuinely felt guilty, because if you love social media more, you find yourself spending more time on media, and it will interrupt your worship time. So you can't worship God well if there is something else you love more. You can't obey God if there's something else you love more, because you're always going to reach a point where you choose between what you want and what you want more, and you're more inclined to choose what you want more. So the premise on which everything else lies is on the premise of love. A genuine love for God first spreads out to how you live life. And so it's easy to choose God when you choose him first, and choosing him second means not choosing him at all.
So how then can we teach our girl children, you know, to love God first before anything else? Because here they are, they're thinking, you know, I must love my mommy, I must love my daddy, I must love, you know, my siblings. But here we are speaking now, coming, saying, baby, even if you love me now, you must love God first. They're like, ha, how do we teach them to love someone whom they can't see, a being that they don't understand, even us as adults? We sometimes, you know, understand. So how then do we go about teaching that?
So an important thing we should embrace when we're teaching, especially young girls, to love God first, is to first of all teach them that he loved them first. Inspired writing says love awakens love. You can't just come to me to tell me I should love God if I do not feel his love first. And especially as we are speaking of girls, you know, I think it's a genuine feminine thing to love someone who loves you first, to love someone like women tend to love back easily. And so it's easy for the girl child to love God if they come to learn that God loves them first. So if we're going to expect people to love God, if we're going to expect children to love God, we must help them understand that he loved them first. And another thing I think we can teach children is John 14:15, where Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yeah. We must teach girl children that obedience is an outpouring of love. Okay. So if we want children to love God first, we must teach them to obey God, because obedience is basically love in action. Love is like what you feel inside, and that action is portrayed in obeying. Another thing is actively involving them in ministry. You know, most of the time we tend to, especially for the ladies, we tend to sideline them in ministry, which is why I really appreciate moments such as these.
Yeah.
Because when you're actively involved in ministry, it makes you love God. It places in you a love for the person you're sharing, a person you're coming to learn as you share. And perhaps my favorite one is the way we teach people to love anyone else. If we're to speak of, say, a romantic relationship, if a certain gent wants to know me, he would probably observe how I do life at church. If we're in a similar Sabbath school class, you can know a little bit about me when you interact with me in a group. But you will only know me when you interact with me in person.
Yeah.
When you and I have an individual session together, we talk, I listen, we interact together, that's when you will genuinely come to know me and genuinely come to love me. You know, sometimes, you know how it works with a crush, eh? Like, you like this person from afar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to know them and you're like, this is not what I expected. You know, so if we want children to love God, we must encourage them to spend individual time with him. Teach them how to pray genuinely. Teach them how to read his word, and teach them how to share him. The more time you spend with God, the more of his beauty you see, and the more of him you come to love.
And as you're saying that, you know, my sister, I'm thinking that another way that we can teach our girl children this is for us to love God ourselves, you know, to for them to see that, you know what, mommy actually does love God. This God person, even though I don't understand, you know, mommy does love, or daddy does seem to love this person because I've seen what they do, so that now they can imitate us. But then if us as parents, we don't show our children what it is to love God first, then they wouldn't have a reference.
You know, you've just reminded me of something. When Jesus was giving the Great Commission to his disciples, you know, go ye therefore and make disciples, he said, teach them to observe.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jesus said that, you know, observing is seeing it in you. Mm. It's not just giving them information. That's not the kind of teaching that the Bible speaks of. The teaching of the Bible is not giving, it's not limited to giving information, to giving knowledge. It's not information based. Teaching in scripture is relationship based. Mm. When Jesus was making his disciples, he didn't tell them things. He told them, come and see.
Mm.
You know, he lived with them, and that's how he made disciples. And your point was like powerful. We must really embrace showing people. It's not just about telling them things. It's when they see us love God that they will learn to love God as well. That was that was a powerful point.
So here we are, we're seeing a 10-year-old, or I think from 10 that's when, you know, things start making sense for others. But I know they learn from a very young age, because for example, I have a 3-year-old. Whenever I'm saying it's time to pray, I know that, you know, she wants to kneel and then she wants to put the hands together and stuff. So they start seeing from a very young age. So let's say we have a child from the age of 2. They know that, you know what, when they seems to be dark and the lights are on, it seems like the parents are sitting down, you know, they are reading the Bible, they're doing X, Y, Z, we're doing all of those things. How would these teachings of loving God first help them in their future, help them in their relationship when they're older and everything that they're going to be doing? Because it's something that is being instilled in them.
You know, there's something about loving God that genuinely affects every aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try not to take too much time on this, but one thing that loving God does is that it helps you first love yourself differently because you're the object of his love as well. So you tend to love yourself differently when you love God. But then not only do you love yourself differently, you start to love other people differently because you love God and he loves them. And so you start to love people as well. Loving God helps you seek out the good in other people.
Okay.
And in as much as our world is cruel, it's a cause and effect thing that when you treat people well, they will treat you well as well. So it also improves the quality of relationships with generally everyone, even just people you meet along the street. A good smile and they smile back and it brightens your day. You know, it's like a ripple effect. The fact that you love God makes you love other people as well. Another thing I love about loving God is you easily have access to community. Loving God, regardless of your religion or denomination, it gives you a home because loving God makes you seek out a community of people that love God as well. And there is nothing as beautiful as community. Community heals you. So loving God places you in a community of people that love God too, and you get to share back this love that you receive, and you have a home outside blood relations, and it just helps, it makes your life a whole lot more beautiful. And even in the pursuit of romantic relationships, even as we are speaking of young girls, because loving God affects every other aspect of your life, even in the pursuit of a partner, you will seek out a partner who loves God as much as you do, because God means so much to you. The person you seek out, or the person you accept, the person you choose, will be someone who loves God as well. And you give yourself an experience of heaven on earth. It's important that we start with our girl children when they are quite young, teaching them to love God, because it's not just something that will affect their spiritual life. It will affect every aspect of their life. It will affect them socially, it will affect them romantically, it will affect them academically, because the presence of God in your life makes you an outstanding person in nearly every sphere of your being.
Mm-hmm. So we do oh wow, okay, so this comment is yes, in this listener here, they're saying yes, we're in a powerful point because of the point that I gave earlier on. You know, so you know, there is a verse you know, in, I actually love it in my language. I'm trying to find where that verse is. I know it's somewhere in the book of Proverbs. Me and memorizing scripture, I think the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord in English. My Bible scholars, please come through. So we tell the listeners where that scripture is. But when, you know, when I now read it in my language, saying that every time you do that, and when I was growing up, I was taught that verse, you know, before anything, fear the Lord, and not fear him, not that fear, but fear him as in like respecting him, you know, doing that. Meaning that when I wake up, the first thing I do, pray. The first thing I do, even if it's not a long prayer, like, thank you, God, you know, for waking me up. You've done your part. I know others would argue, but that, hence, whenever we eat, before we eat, we thank the Lord for the food. You know, whenever we're driving, whenever we get into the car, we utter those few words. For me, it was because of that particular verse, that with anything, before anything, you know, fear that. So I wanted, as we wrap it up, my sister there, you know, what are some of the practical things that our children, our girl children can see us doing? Yes, there's the whole issue of reading Bibles and stuff, but other stuff that they can see, saying, hi, man. Before mommy cooks, I think she prays. I was told the story the other day that there's a lady at church, before she cooks, prepares the Sabbath lunch on Friday, she actually prays for the ingredients before she cooks. I was like, hey, that's another level. That's on another level there. You know, so what are some of those things that we can do?
So I think one of the most practical things that show you love God in life, that other people can learn from, other people can see, is how you treat people that, quote unquote, appear lower than you. You know, how you treat your maids, how you treat your gardeners, how you treat your gate men, you know, other workers at work, even just people in the streets. Because your love for God is nothing if it does not affect how you live with people. And it's easy for me to love people of my class, people of my level, people who I can get something out of as well. But if children see us respect our workers, if children see us respect people that appear lower than us, even they'll, it's something that they will build up. And God wants us to be people that share his love to other people, because it's not just supposed to, like, you know, flow into us. His cup runs over, which means it must spread to other people. So how you treat people lower than you is really, at least for me, one of the key things that show that you have a genuine love for God. Other than that, faithfulness in little things. I'm reminded of Daniel, you know, when they tried to look for some fault in Daniel's work, they couldn't find anything to accuse him on. And that's because the love of God should make you a faithful, diligent person. So if children can see parents being faithful to each other, parents being faithful with responsibilities, even in the home, it will teach them to be faithful as well. And that will reflect a love for God that they have. And as you mentioned, you know, prayer, acknowledging God in things that seem mundane and that seem little, it helps children see and understand that there is a God that loves me, a God that I must worship as well.
Hey, my sister, thank you so much. Hey, I was helped. It's Proverbs 9 verse 10. I didn't know that my people are going to come through with that particular verse there, you know. So I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for us? Pray for us so that we may teach these children the right things. Because sometimes we think we're teaching them the right thing. And even us, we've forgotten what it is to love God first. So I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for us that we may love God first so that our children can learn from us?
All right. Shall we close our eyes and pray? Precious Lord, we want to once again thank you for allowing us to delve into your word and learn precious truths that pertain to our lives today. Jehovah, we ask that these are not just going to be lessons filled with theoretical knowledge, just an intellectual understanding of what loving you is, but may it be practical in our lives. From the moment we wake up until the time we come back to sleep, may we be people that emulate your love. May we be people that are different in everything we do, not because of any specialness in and of ourselves, but because of you, whom we love, and because we love you, we do life the way you want us to do it. Be with everyone listening and help us, Lord, teach especially the young ones how to love you. Thank you, Lord, for your unending love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Mwaka, thank you so much for joining us here on Mid Morning Empowerment. We always, always love it when you come through to give us these insights for our girl children. May the Lord bless you and may you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.